Good morning, gorgeous people.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill. I'm talking to you guys, rest. I'm talking to my audience, but now, good morning, my fellow guests. So, welcome back to another episode of Friends Unfiltered. I'm your host, Bill, and this is the first episode of the year, so happy new year, guys.
Happy new year, guys.
Today, as usual, I'll be giving, I'll be giving this guest something very random. Like, we haven't really spoken about anything. They don't know the topic. But, like, I gave them a hint with the group chat. I don't know if any of them took it. So.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
So, today, we'll be talking about making friends. But, like, before we do that...
Nice.
I think I just want to, like, a little catch up. Some people have been very MIA. Starting with you at Daisy.
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
What's going on with...
I don't know, with you.
Nothing.
Miss is soon to graduate. Tell us.
Oh, how is it? it's stressful. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's like the worst level in Bangkok. But I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. You can see the end of the race.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you guys soon. I'm going to leave you guys soon.
That's the end of the session.
Wrong.
Living fine in style.
Hey, Adamoni.
That's me.
Yeah,
I'm looking holiday, you too. What's going on?
I'm good. I'm trying to get myself together though, because it's not easy, not gonna lie. But I'm good, you know. Can't be caught on fresh, you know.
Exactly. So,
you guys should see him now. Don't worry, soon we're going to get videos, but like,
you see now.
This video.
You'll see something.
With this video.
So the topic of the day.
Yeah.
Making friends. I think I brought you guys here. I brought you guys here because I feel like there's a mix. There's the outgoing person, there's the popular loner, there's the shaka chosa.
Which one is my soul?
There's the
I don't know, you're complicated.
People are a mix of both.
Yeah.
Some people that just have it easy, they're on their own, like they attract people regardless. That is not your shot.
That's
your
myself.
That's very.
Kolade is what?
Kolade.
Attracts people regardless.
Don't worry.
I'll be a popular loner.
Hey. Please.
Sorry, my baby.
At the end of the day, or at the end of the episode, you should know which one fits. Let me start with questions.
Can you start with me, please?
That is it.
God. Please like me too much, guys.
You're leaving soon, as you stated.
Yeah.
How has friendship been over these past 4 years for you?
Jesus.
Friendships have shown me shaggy.
Mm-hmm. Proper shaggy. Especially female friendships, to be precise. But at the end of it all, I have like a few friends that I'm very grateful that I met. And I'll forever be grateful.
Shout out to you guys, by the way.
Shout out to you guys. And the ones that showed me shaggy. Honestly, actually, no bad blood.
Guys.
No.
Yeah.
Continue.
Like,
you guys should continue with your life. Exactly. So you guys should move on. But generally, Babgo friendship showed me shaggy, but still some were really, really good to me. I'm not going to hype you guys and say you guys were really, really good to me, and yeah, I'm happy.
So, like, will you carry these few people you can lean on, or you're open
exactly?
To...
I'm really limited to just the few people that I can lean on. These days, it's very hard to open up to friends, especially female friends, because they would always use it against you.
Sure.
Always. So, just few friends, make maybe a few more. That will be important to me, and that's just about it for friendship, really. Exact networking.
Exactly, that's what
networking.
That's all we need.
It's important to network. So, Kalari, let's assume you're the couple alone now.
Okay.
Let's assume you're not. I mean, give us the two POVs.
Being a popular loner has been kind of depressing at times. Because, should I say last semester, most people complain, Kolade, why have you not been outside? You've been alone. Last semester was the time I realized at this point in my life, friendship, I have to be selective of who I let in into my life. Because back then, back then, I used to open up to everyone. Hi, hello, yeah, we cool, my guy, my friend. But right now, you being my friend, you being my classmate doesn't mean I'm my friend.
Period.
Yes. You being my roommate doesn't mean I'm my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You being someone I know around campus doesn't mean I'm my friend.
Hi,
the word friendship is so like precious to me right now. I don't just use it anyhow. Because I've had some bad experiences, not gonna lie. Friendship to me since childhood has been horrible. So like I tend to do more for people whereby I know they're not gonna do the same for me.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be accepted by friends, to fit in back then, but right now being a popular loner ain't me no more. I'm just on my own. And I have a small circle right now, and they are like the people I really cherish and I can do anything for. I love them so much. I'm not going to mention names, but like I love
Shout
you guys so much.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Shout out to me, because I'm them.
So you have the people that you've noted like these are walking red flags. You don't want to associate yourself with them. But like they don't know that. They might know that they're bad people. That's if they're self aware anyways, but you know, and like you're seeing them every day and it's like hi Conde, like you now have to like
I'm not going to say there's a pressure, because before I told you last semester I came to the conclusion that this is what I want for myself and these are the people I want in my circle. So if I notice a bad blood between us and you are beefing me or something, or I don't like the way you live your life, it's your decision though, but the way you treat me and I don't feel comfortable with you, I feel like what would I just want to respond to your greeting? I'm going to make it known through my physical attributes. I'm going to make you know I don't want you in my circle. So you meeting me outside and saying I, why would you say I when you know that you're not treating me nice? You're not there for me when I need you. You're not there for me. You can't treat me nice when I ask for support. You can't be there, and I'm going to return the support. So me, I know they feel it. So I'll just like I don't do that for you, like. And there's something about me, the way I've coped with that, I bought a lot of glasses, a lot of shades to school, this from last semester here. So if I'm passing, I beg, I'll have my AirPods on, my glasses on, and then if you are greeting me, I would just act as if I don't know you, as if I can't see you, that's all.
Hate to be on that side.
Okay, so Ada, but let me clarify, there are two Adas here, Sha. There's Adeze and there's Adugo. So this to Adugo, like you're a welcoming person, even though you like to use hangers to remove kids, but like let's not talk about that. It's fine.
I remember that TikTok.
No, you don't.
I do.
What are you guys talking about? I'm lost.
On TikTok. Don't worry.
So, but like you're a very welcoming person. Sometimes you like have to fake it. Sometimes your body language actually gives you away. That's for people that know you, if you pay attention.
Okay, so if I am very, like, if I meet somebody new and then I start the conversation, I'm like, oh, hi, how are you? Most time it's just for formality, because like I'm with a friend, and let's say like I'm with you now and you meet and you see your friend. I don't know this person, but it's not like I just want to be standing there like, oh, let me just wait for Bill to finish talking to this person.
That doesn't happen by the way.
Yeah. But I just want to like just ease the tension, because that's what I just tend to do, just ease the tension. And sometimes I'm a human being now, it's not everybody, but like sometimes there are people that will come up to me and try to talk to me, or like, why are you talking? That's like, I feel like that most, like sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, because like I feel like everybody has their own way of behaving and their own way of trying to start conversations. And sometimes I just try to just welcome them. But when like people can be so dense, like they can't take hints. Even if I try to the nicest ways,
like stay clear.
Exactly, because when I meet somebody new and I get to know you and I realize that we can't be friends, like the way you are and the way I am, like they can't work together. It's like before it becomes something too deep, I just try to like give you that distance. So like let's just know, at least we've talked to each other before, but like we can't be friends like that. But there's some people that still try to force it, and then at this point it's not even looking good again. It's just not like
a bother.
Exactly, it's not like a bother, and it's not, and I can't control my feelings towards that, because I gave, we each gave each other a chance, and you know the way I am, and I know the way you are. It's like, you know that we can't,
we don't mix,
we don't mix, and they're still trying to force sometimes. I don't know why they want to do that, but they do, and I find it so weird. Like, it's going to be more toxic than you think, you understand.
That is it.
Yeah.
Have you made friends out of pity? Like, let's say someone walks up to you, like, oh my god, you're so pretty, I wish I was pretty, but I'm a fat ugly bitch.
Come on.
I don't think
no one is gonna say
that's the reality scenario. Well, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, it can happen.
Yeah.
Okay. You're so pretty. I wish I was as pretty as you. Like, people actually do.
Yes, people
actually
do that.
Yeah. So like, you're like, oh my god, you're so sweet. Thank you. Blah 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 blah. And like, can we be friends?
Is that making friends out of pity?
No.
I think it is.
I think it's just, oh,
I feel
somebody has.
I think you can use more like a social standard. Like, someone is not up to your financial standard. And stuff like that. That's out of pity, to be realistic.
As far, nobody
but
wants
you
to be
saying,
their friend.
I feel like.
Well, okay, that makes sense. Actually.
Yeah, like.
I don't think
I've
made friends out of pity per se.
Mm-hmm.
If I decide or choose that you are to be my friend, it is because I see friendship qualities and friendship worthiness in you, regardless of where you come from, who you are, what you are, what you do. As long as in you, you are a good person, you believe in humanity, you can be a good friend to someone. Like, you know what friendship is, because friendship is not just about, oh, reposting, or oh, my guy. Friendship, like, there's so much more to friendship.
There's
I feel
so
like people like throw the word around a lot.
Oh my god.
Because friendship is deep. Like, for you to say somebody is your friend, I think people should start using acquaintance more.
You just took the word.
Who is that guy?
Exactly. Or like, we just know each other cordially.
The English
friend,
is not
friend,
that
friend.
Deep. Acquaintance.
That's
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I don't think I make friends out of pity, because like I choose friends. So if I choose you to be my friend, it wasn't out of pity. It was because I just felt like you were friend worthy, and I would like to also be friends with you, because friendship is a two-way thing.
Yeah.
It's not just one person being the friend. Me too. I want to be friends with you. That's why I chose you to be my friend. You understand? So it's never out of pity or anything. It can be out of, oh, you're pretty. Okay. Yes, friendship can start from there, because for you to tell me I'm pretty, that means you're nice, so I can consider you. Do you understand? It's not considered. Sorry.
Speak your mind.
But like, we can now try to exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You get me exactly.
Consider
that
little shame.
But yeah, so never out of pity, always out of love, actually. Yeah.
Because something happened to me.
Yeah.
And like, this person came up to me. Doesn't hi, you're pretty, because I know I'm pretty sharp, but anyways. The person Shaq came out was like, basically just poured his trauma on me.
Ooh.
Like, I went through this as a child.
A stranger?
Yeah, like, I didn't know this person. Like, he was an acquaintance to a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, came to my friend's room, and he just poured the childhood trauma on me. I like, shared all this deep stuff, which was actually really, I was like bothered, because he was like, we just met, why are you getting so deep?
Exactly.
And then he felt comfortable with you or something.
Comfortable, somebody you don't know.
You need someone to talk to, you know.
I'm like, okay, like, there's that.
Some people use it as a hook.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Now you're forced to
That's why, that's what I meant by like, out
pity.
Of pity. That's what
exactly.
I like, not, because when you pull this out of me, and then the next thing I'm like, so I do music.
Oh,
can you like, can I get your socials? And like, he's taking my phone, he's putting his TikTok, I'm Mutra now, my Instagram, I'm Mutra now, Snapchat.
No, that was not friendship.
I'm
that's
like,
too fast, I feel like.
Exactly, like, there was no conversation. It was just, I don't know. He just blackmailed me into this acquaintanceship.
Exactly, it's not friendship.
It's not friendship.
Acquaintanceship.
anytime, and I was, because obviously I'm a mental health awareness advocate, and you've poured trauma on me. I cannot see you outside.
And I'm like,
do you get it?
Yes.
So I feel like that was just like
emotional manipulation.
Because it was really deep, and like I felt so bad. And every time I see him, and I have to be welcoming, and like sometimes it's really tiring. I'm not going to lie.
You're not obligated to be anybody's therapist.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Well, like for someone, because I'm also very like advocative about mental health and everything, so for someone to pour trauma on me, like I feel, because of how I feel about mental health, I feel obliged to follow my principles about mental health, which is always looking out for those people, because you don't want to be their 13th reason why they do anything to themselves.
God forbid. I think that is a trend for me. Like, if you, I can't believe I'm saying this on air, but to be honest, if you want to get me acquainted with you, mental health is like one of the biggest hooks. I always fall for it. Some acquaintances actually turn friends. It's not as if, so not everyone does it like consciously. But if I know, let's say you're a lonely person, I just see like you're withdrawn and everything, then you, one way or the other, you shall find you when you open up to me. There's just this, at the back of my head, I just want to like always check up, like once in a while, like how are you doing, stuff like that. And like I feel it's out of pity, but I also feel it's like it's just how I am. Do you get? I think Ada, you can relate to this. Like,
you pull mental health on me, I can pull my own back on you. Both of us share mental health.
Because honestly, it's not like I have stories though.
Me too, man.
Everybody's
Let
me tell you my own.
It's not competition, no.
That's invalidating me. Invalidate people's feelings. Just make me shut up. Like I'm never going to talk to you like that ever again.
Even when you're just sharing,
you just find another way to compare.
Like, even when you're just sharing like bad experiences, like today Lagos traffic was really mad. Like this Okada haven't climbed my leg, blah 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 blah. And like I'm bleeding. Like that one is small.
That's nasty. Let me tell you my
honestly, people should
stop. Regarding this that you guys are talking about, I actually met a friend online. Her name is Debbie. So like I just felt comfortable with her. She took me like a younger brother, but we are friends though. So like I just felt comfortable with her, and then we were talking about some deep convo some night ago, and then I just had to bring up my childhood trauma and all, and why I went through. And she was like, Kola, I can't believe you went through all this. Mm-hmm. When I saw your social media page, I was like, okay, this guy is doing fine, he's nice, looks good. And but like when I spoke, when I told her what was going on, and then she was like, Kola, and then she was like, oh, my love, I'm sorry you had to go through this while growing up. And then when she started pouring out her own, that's when I came to the realization that people are going through a lot in this country. Because this girl, not gonna lie, if you see her page, top-notch girl, high maintenance babe. But if you hear her story, guy, like I don't wanna really put out details, but trust me, she's really courageous.
Yeah,
really courageous. For your family member that you trust to do something crazy to you, and then others, they were like, you're a liar and stuff like, it's crazy. And then lots of trauma since childhood. Because I can't say I manipulated her or she did manipulate me. I just feel like we're both on the same side. I found several qualities in her that actually love. She was there for me when I needed someone to talk to. She was comforting. She's the best, not gonna lie though. And then I was there for her too, and right now we're still best of friends. So that's how it is. I can't say people do that to manipulate you at times.
Yeah.
So I just feel like people just need people to talk to. Because that lost in their head. They just need to pour it out.
Yeah.
So some people though, they come to manipulate you with that. There was one day I was walking on the street of Babcock. I was going to my hall from class then. I didn't have much on me that day though, but later that week I was meant to get money. But I still had around 15 with me. Then this man just came to me, Sha. He was like, guy, I don't know him from anywhere. It was just like, guy, how far? And that day I had a bad day. I got a call from my dad and some shit though. I was just frowning my face and this guy stopped me. I was like, guy Alpha. I was like, I'm good, bro. He was like, he works at Mama something shop. Mm-hmm. That is a security. I've been something there, sure. And I've never seen him on campus. Mm-hmm. It was like, his mom died. He has to go to their village. So he has to go and he doesn't have any cash. He doesn't have. He was just giving me a story. And that I had the worst day ever. He was just giving me a story. And trust me, this is not the first time, second time that people just approach and then be like, they are victims, like they are the only ones going through stuff. And everyone is going through stuff. But to be realistic, that day I just feel like this guy is trying to just play me, and then manipulate me emotionally. And that day I was in the avalanche. I just had to say, bro, I'm sorry, I don't have that right now. And it was even giving me a specific amount.
So yeah.
I was like, needs 10k. I was like, bro, I don't have that right now. I'm sorry. And then I felt bad at some time, but I was like, Kolade, come on, it's you over anyone else.
Exactly. You have to survive.
What's going to make you comfortable? Do it if you can't. So it's your happiness over anyone else's own. So
that's why it's supposed to have that shabba.
That's how
because it wasn't comfortable from that day. So.
No, one of those small, small boys in front of CAF was holding shawarma and telling him that I should give them milk Camilo. Are you okay? They're holding shawarma and telling him he's giving milk Camilo. The thing about that thing you said about Debbie. I it's obvious that you guys both handled it well because the manipulative side of what you said when someone just threw their trauma on you, yeah. And Debbie, when you told Debbie that, she didn't just start talking about her own thing, she processed it,
yeah.
She let you feel like, oh my
god,
you were heard, exactly, and then that's sort of brings comfort to you, like someone heard you and like the tension in your heart or in your mind is like it's finally out, and somebody was actually there to hear you and to console you and to make you feel loved, you understand?
Yeah, and like she's sharing after,
yes,
it's like you're not alone,
and then it's proof that she's comfortable with you,
yeah.
And then it's proof that if you are ever feeling some kind of way, she's there to always understand you.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like that's a good way to handle people's mental health.
Or their rounds, basically.
Not just, exactly, their rounds, basically. Not just, hey, oh, that's what you went through. Let me tell you what my daddy did.
You'll be fine.
Okay, so my next question, Claudia has really like taken a huge scoop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start with Ada Adugo this time, relax. Okay. What's your best experience with online friendship?
Oh, my best experience. Okay, so my best friend, actually, I met him online.
Okay.
From one of my other friend. In fact, we were dating at that time. Mm-hmm. Then apparently he just sent my number to his own friend at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So this friend, my best friend now.
Mm-hmm.
So at first when we met, he's also an artist here, and he was just like making cool stuff. I was like, oh, that's nice. And then at that time, it was there for me, hard guy, all this thing. So like, we started knowing each other, small. So like, that friend that introduced us,
yeah,
we are not still like drifting away from him.
Cause you were dating him.
Yeah, no. Before we started dating, we were not dating at that point yet. So it was like, I started giving the other one more attention. And then I was still friends with the other guy,
mm-hmm.
and it was from there that something blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like it's over now.
Wait, with which one?
With the
best friend.
Not my best friend. I said it's my best friend now.
Okay, the other one that you met first.
Yes, yeah, over now. I'm like, we don't even talk again.
But like, he got the best
part of him. And it was actually kind of messy. But I'm grateful to him because without him, I wouldn't have met this guy. And I've also had another online friends. Before I came to university, actually, most of my friends were online.
Mm-hmm.
I was not really friends with any people in my secondary school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I met this girl. It was from one comment section, one Instagram post like this. We were arguing about something. And then the thing was paining me. I went to her DMs. And then both of us were insulting each other. At one point, I don't even know how, from hatred, it just blossomed into one friendship. And we're still talking now. So, actually, my experience with online friends has been very, in fact, I feel like I've been,
You've it's, made it's better lasted, friendships
yes, online. I've made better friendships online, that's me, other people is like physical friendships and other things. But personally, me, I've had a good set of online friends. I've really not had like any bad one. That's me.
Okay, so Adeze, have you made like friends online?
Yes, most of my friendships.
Okay.
Are online.
Have you like had a long-lasting friendship online, and then you met in person, and it was even better?
Yes, that's exactly how one of my best friendship is right now. Like, we met online, we were in a group chat, a WhatsApp group chat. When I used to use WhatsApp, because we were in a WhatsApp group chat together, and we used to like randomly just talk to each other, but like we were not friends. We were just on the group chat together. And I think we're the only two girls on the group chat. So she texted me and she's like, hi. Right? And she was like, hi, how are you? And like, we just started talking. I didn't even put too much thought into it because I think it was there. And it just continued and continued. And it happened so fast. Like, I think she DM'd me from the group chat in like August. And in a month, I was going to her house to kind of see her. I was going to house guys here. The next week she came to my house to see me. Like, we now became like really, really close. We knew our parents, we knew our siblings. And we became best friends in like the space of 3 months or so. And that's how quick we became best friends. And she went abroad, and it's long distance right now, but like I still love her. Our friendship is still waxing very strong regardless, and it was an online friendship, and it's even now back to being how we started online, but it was really good.
Back then it was good. I met most of my friends online, lots of them, even some from this school too. Because during election there's like groups they create, and then even Ada, I think I met you online too. So like but right now I have a tight bond with them, and I can't call them friends no more. They're like my family, because they're always there for me, and I'm also going to be there for them
if they need my support.
But like something about me recently, about staying connected online, the kind of person that at this point in my life, I just post and leave. Unless you give, even though if you give me a call, if I find a reason, I'm not gonna pick. Like online, I'm not really feeling it no more friendship. I feel like at this point in our life, we can hang out together when it's comfortable for both of us, once in a while, not often. But like I feel like there's more to friendship than all that. But like I've met lots of genuine people online that I know that I can count on, both home and abroad, and I love them so much. You guys,
hope you've learned, guys. If you're looking for friends, enter Instagram or WhatsApp or WhatsApp group chat.
I feel like if you want to make friends online, what you are not, don't try to form don't try to please anyone. Don't try to be like, okay,
it's a quick fix.
I think for me the same, especially that COVID era, was when like I started making
a lot of
online friends, especially Instagram. I was like meeting a lot of people on Instagram, like some people you follow them or you follow them back, and apparently they have been in your request section for the longest time. And then you guys just get talking, and then the vibe is sometimes you'll be talking every day. I think that's how online friendships are. When they are new, like every day you're talking for hours, then you now advance to maybe FaceTime or like video calls,
like message games at all.
And then like and then you just keep going. And then sometimes like you actually like drift off. Sometimes you don't get back.
You never really forget them.
Exactly. And when they come back, it's like it's the same. But like sometimes online friendships have been messy because they're not attached to their true color. Or you now meet them in person and they can't hide behind the screen anymore. So I think for me it has been mixed. I've met like really great people online. I think for me something I do, which I'm trying to actually not do anymore, is like when it gets to the point like when I'm actually like we're getting so close, I'm not eager to meet like Les, I don't want to be online again. I want to see you.
Yeah,
it hurts. Oh, I want us to meet.
That's how it was with us.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's happening, guys? Like, it depends on the location. If you're not in the same state,
obviously.
Because I have lots of friends online that up to now I haven't seen them in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what they. I know what they look like.
My best friend Kai is in Bokwara State. I've only met you like twice, and it was just out of. I'm finally in Lagos. So that's why my
life. Yeah, and most time when they're in Lagos, I won't be in Lagos. Mm-hmm. So that's why it is. And school takes lots of my time. I'm always in school.
Congrats to you.
This is my posting.
Another thing I want us to talk about, family friends that are not family or friends. Our parents know each other, then it's like we have to be friends. Like, and you can also spend so much time together, but like it's not just working. But the parents, they're not taking hints, and like they're not even bothered most of the time.
Because they're friends.
Yeah, exactly. But like this child, if the apple did not fall far from the tree, then mommy needs to run. Because she took, or he took most of his or her traits from like you. So I don't know, Sha, that was just like unrelated random. But also family,
like the children are not clicking.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody's hiding their account. Maybe one of the parents is hiding something, something like that.
And like, I don't know, but cousins, I don't know, it's just me, but I think some people like really bond so well with their cousins.
I do.
Like some people have like their best friends as cousins.
Yeah. Not best friend, but like we are very, 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 very close. I'll say that from just my mom's side, especially. I don't know anybody from my daddy's side, say. They come and meet me today and say, excuse me, who are you?
I think maternal homes, like statistically, are always like more welcoming.
Yeah.
Mine is from my dad's side though, but from my mom's side, I can't really call them cousins because most of them, the ones I'm really close to, they are still little, like 8, 6.
So that's why you guys call them cousins.
Because my mom is the firstborn, so
they call him uncle now.
They call me uncle, and I love them so much. Mm-hmm. I love them so much. But from my dad's side, most of them are grown, like 20s.
He can't have it.
They all are abroad, like most of them are working, so they are always busy. But while growing up, until like 2 years ago, that was time of COVID or something, we're really close. I used to have this cousin, his name is Payne. So we talk about pain, like
P-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like we talk about everything, like everything, trust me. Like it's always there for me. It's my brother. It's not even my cousin, it's my brother. And my cousin's in Dublin, so we are fucking close. But it got to a time that they lost their mom, and their mom is like I don't know how to say it. Their dad is my uncle though. Mm-hmm. But their mom is the one that was very close to me.
Yeah.
When she comes home, she goes, Where's Koladi? I do call them all weekend while they were growing up then.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time they moved to Scotland where my daddy was, they left Dublin. So like the bond was now fucking close.
Mm-hmm.
So like when they lost their mom, everything just fell apart, and I was like, okay, it is what it is, because their dad, I don't know. It is what it is. And we are cool regardless, but my cousin too, all of them are just busy working, so I don't know.
Yes,
so now I'm just on my own. I don't know. But yes, I still have a little cousin. She's like so young.
She's
so
at least that
she calls me every time, yeah. But regardless, I feel like I'm any closer to my friends than cousins now.
Cousin.
I don't know.
I'm close to my cousins. We have like a very understanding relationship. I can call you when I need you. You can call me when you need me. For the older ones, for the younger ones, I don't think I'm really good with young people. Yeah.
And that's my
like I have nothing to say to them. I'm just hi, how are you? Their parents don't force them to talk. So, but with the older ones, it's like a very understanding relationship. Mm-hmm. You understand? Either call me when you need me. I'll call you when I need you. If I ever need you. And everything, so it's a very good relationship.
I just couldn't win with cousins. Because it's like is that they are too old or they're too little.
Yeah.
And I think I just had like one cousin that was like born the same born the same year.
Okay.
And I think he was born in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I know they like right now they're in Scotland.
Yeah.
So like when he came the first time, he still had his accent and everything. I think he used to speak how do you talk in Amsterdam?
I'm Dutch.
Yes, yeah. I was never good at geography,
but
like.
So good.
We grew up together like for a while, and then obviously we bonded, and then he would leave and come back and then leave again. We're very close now, but now he has so much going on for him, and then I have not as much.
And at some point I feel like you don't want to seem as if you're disturbing.
Because we're the same age.
But then they're gonna feel like maybe you're snubbing them or something. But me, I don't want to disturb them. I know you have lots going on. Mm-hmm. So
But I think our bond is quite alright. Even with the older ones, we talk, even when adult conversations I can keep up. And with the younger ones, I can talk. I don't even need to tolerate them per se. I actually do love kids. I can't believe I was considered pediatrics. That was a lifetime ago. Sorry, medicine. We're not doing that anymore. Talk about two more things. The first one is,
guys, are you sure this thing is recording?
No, it is. I was just dying. The first one is making the friends. Do you have moods? Or is it always circumstantial? Let me start with you, Kolade. How do you actually make friends? Especially when you want to be friends with them. Or are you like a dad that you never see anything anyone until they shoot their shot first and then you consider?
Pardon me.
If I want to be friends with you, I feel like it's so easy for me. I don't know, it has always been easy for me. Because I'm the kind of person that when I approach you, immediately you're gonna like me. Except if you have a bad blood. I don't know. So I just feel like I'll just approach mostly the lady. I'll just be like, hey girl, you look so good. And then I'll walk you, give you a hug. And then I'll wait to vibe. And then I'll just, oh yeah, now vibes. So this kind of
stuff. You can't tell me you've not had a bad experience with a hey girl and you hug and she's like, excuse you.
No, I've never had it.
Amado.
Never. And you guys, I feel like
I have
lots of female friends than guys. I have lots of my guys too, but my guys is just alpha bro, and then we vibe. But I barely approach people first to be my friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I feel like if you want to be my friend, you're gonna make a move though, and I'm going to notice that. I'm the kind of person that notices people first. I kind of take my time to notice you. But I feel like, okay, this kind of person, do I want you in my circle? Then I'll go for it. It's simple. It's just say your mind. It's not that deep.
That's you, Adugo.
Before I want to be someone's friend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've seen something in them, mm-hmm. and I want to be their friend. So I don't also find it hard to make friends because I can adapt to every type of
person.
For the people I've met now, I've been able to adapt whatever topic it is, whatever type of aesthetic you're going with. It's like I can tune myself to be along the line or something, and it's not like I'm faking it. I actually do find these things interesting because that's why I find you interesting to want to be your friend. So from there, so hi girl, hug, and I don't know. Sometimes I even, this was a one time thing. Let me open my ash. Sometimes I'll go to I'll go as far as asking people about you so that I'll start doing what you used to do so that you will not notice me. I'm oh yeah.
That is much better.
Back in high school.
That was back in high school. Mm-hmm. I was super friends up to that. I don't catch up.
Adesi, over to you.
How do I make friends? Have I even?
You see.
The thing about friendship with me is that if we're going to be friends, then there's just going to be an instant click or vibe, and if it is not there, then I don't think the friendship can even start, because obviously there has to be an instant click with someone before I can friend.
So you don't put yourself forward for friendship?
No, I do. There are lots of friendships that I've put myself forward for because I was really interested in being friends with that person, but after putting myself forward I realized there was no instant click or vibe there. It just didn't work. But some of them have worked, so it's really just depending on the vibe, because you can text me and we start talking and all of a sudden the vibe is not there is no interest, and it just dies down. Do you understand? But the friendships are supposed to be friendships. The interest will always be there, regardless of if we talk every day or if we don't. The friendship is just going to be there. So that's just how it works for me, really. It's just the vibe that has to be there. If there's no vibe, there cannot be friendship now.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to be. And the thing about, just like Ada said, like I have like vast knowledge about everything. Yeah. What do you want to talk about? I know, is it fashion? Is it football? Is it? I have knowledge about everything. So like, I'm very interesting to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
All of you
can testify to that.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if there's no just any vibe, there's no just vibe there, and there's nothing we can do about it. And if you force it, it will now be awkward. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that's just how it is. Like you can get an instant vibe from like the first time you meet someone. Like mm-hmm. there can be an instant mm-hmm. vibe. Do you understand? So if it's not just there, it's not just there. Okay. You can't do anything about it.
At the end of the day, your friend is going to, you're going to know your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Because like sometimes you shouldn't be told something before you do it as a mm-hmm. friend or mm-hmm. your friend should be told something. Like, let me simplify this now. If me and you were walking, right? Mm-hmm. We're walking and I'm holding my books and my books should fall down. What would you instinctively do?
Help you pick them.
Exactly. So sometimes, like, I don't have to tell you to help me to do this thing. It's because sure. of the small passionate love you have for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will automatically do it.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when I notice that I have to keep on telling somebody to please can you help me.
For something should not come with a manual.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For something that does not require me to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes feel like, it's best. Because I see you're just doing it out of formality, you just mm-hmm. want to do it so that I will not come and see you're not a good person or something like that. And if you're a friend to me, you most of the times you wouldn't even tell me to do something. And for you to tell me to do something is either It depends on the extent that mm-hmm. I didn't know this was happening and you really want me to help you do something. And I will do it. And I will never do it out of like, let me just do it. It will be like, I want to help you because I don't like the situation that you are in.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot stand to see you in that position. So I'm going to try my possible best to help you out of that situation. So I feel like that's what friendship is all about.
Do you like consciously test your friends or like test acquaintances basically?
No.
Hmm.
But I just notice that they don't like, I just notice acquaintances because
mm-hmm.
you have acquaintances, yeah. Hmm. And then I can be in a situation and then I notice the people that are there for me, and I notice the people that are just like at the sideline saying, "Oh, are you okay? I hope you'll be okay. You'll be fine. And I notice the people that are like actively trying to their best to like
make help sure you're
me or
okay.
Yeah, to make sure I'm actually okay. So it's not about testing them. It's like the universe is the one testing them. Me, I'm just observing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think it's testing. I just think that there are certain things that happen and your friends are automatically tested,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that's when even these acquaintances can now even show themselves as
friends
or
like promotion.
Exactly.
So like it's situations and circumstances that like just automatically test friends. And I don't know, I have a thing where even if you're not my friend and you're trying to be my friend, maybe because you want to benefit something or you want something from me, it should just be obvious that you want something from me, that's why you're trying. Because at some point when you're not comfortable with something, it will choke you, like you expose yourself. So it's always obvious. Do you understand? So I just feel circumstances that happen like test friends. Do you understand? Like, you know how you're asking us for a microphone now?
Just say
you're getting
now.
No, it's not okay. I get that. I know
I'm not perfect, mm-hmm. and I am aware that I have been in a situation where someone was a friend to me,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't reciprocating that friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And then times came where I realized that mm-hmm. this person is actually a friend to me, because I'm not so easy to just start trusting people or just accepting people as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then something just happens, I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe that this person actually did this for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just like realize that, oh my god, this person is an actual friend.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh no, I don't mess up.
Mm-hmm.
As an ambassador, start adjusting, appreciating their presence.
Yeah, I think with this whole December is coming, time to block all these fake friends. When people realize that acquaintance is a word,
mm-hmm.
and there's really a line, like a broad line between friendship and acquaintance, And you realize that you're actually not really blocking your friends.
Yeah.
You're blocking acquaintances, like people you've met, like and you're not even, like you're just distancing yourself basically because they've made themselves known to you. Like as I said, some points faking it would like choke you and you just leave. You reveal your horns and everything. With me, making friends, like when it's conscious, I think it's also easy. Sometimes it's actually like I put more effort than I should. Like it will mean that there's really something that I see that sometimes I might even be wrong. I might now get close. I'm like, oh.
Maybe everybody is not friend.
Yeah, but I think most times, like if I see that this person is like they have qualities, I'm like, okay. Like I just said, you gotta find out. Yeah, yeah, you're going to be at Bad Bright at 2:00.
Oh, I'm like
not giving an Insta.
Okay, I'm not being petty, but there's this friend of mine that I used to have, Sean. She used to be my best friend. I don't know, Sean. Got to a point that I was actually so depressed. Mm-hmm. I was actually so depressed late last semester. Even though I did reach out to her, and then my feelings about them, there was no means of communication, but I'm always texting when I'm going to be free. I know her course is choking and all. And same as mine too, my course is choking, but like, when are you going to be free? Throughout the semester, it didn't see up to like twice, and I understand totally. But I'm always the one looking out for her.
You don't understand that, babe. She's understand. Red flag.
I'm always the one looking out for her. Even when I'm broke, I will still try to get her BG.
Red flag.
Take it to her.
Red
but
flag.
When
the quality is best in getting BG, guys.
And I don't even need you to do that to me. I don't. Let's just hang out, check up on me. But I never took all of that serious at all.
I hope you don't shine your eye now.
That got to like New Year stuff when they were posting people that made their year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she posted you.
I was waiting. Hey! Hey! I'm not being petty. She was just posting everyone, posting. That's when I now got to realize I was actually so hot. And hey! I never tested her about it or nothing. Exactly. And so I never did that one. I never even did someone who made my hair.
That thing they that, choke when you don't need their recap.
Yeah.
And she never skipped people.
Exactly. You definitely skip people.
Yeah, you skip people. But I was like.
Yeah, it's too like.
Yeah, but I was like, we had this kind of bound that bestie. And I'm always going posting now on my story, on my WhatsApp status, on Instagram, everything bestie. She had to post me as bestie. So why that? Come on now.
Come on now.
Connecting is expensive. You can't do that. Come on. That, since then, I've not tested her. I don't even know maybe I wished her, or maybe she wished me Happy New Year. But since then, we are cool. If I stay on campus, I'll all girl, we are cool regardless. And I still love her, though. We are cool.
That recap thing, they jealous me. I'm not going to lie.
They jealous me because I feel like we had a tight bond.
Recap.
Yeah,
now.
The thing is, even like some of my like very good friends. It's not like everything, like when we're together, the first thing that comes to mind is not going to be, let's make a video. Like, we're cherishing the time so much, we actually forget to make memories. Like, that actually happens.
Okay, Bill, this one is not just the video. At the end of the video, she now did like a blank snap or something. She was not said, people I forgot. She was not tagging them.
And she still did not forget you.
I don't see my name for this thing. What the fuck? I was like, your bestie. We had the tight. Everyone on campus almost knew we were besties.
Everyone except her.
Like, Jesus. It was that bad. I felt so down that day. I was so sad. I'm not gonna lie, but this is what it is. Come on now. So
it is well. I think now I'm like in a place where it's easy for me to distance myself. Like if I see traits, so like I have so many people I thought were friends, and I just feel that they gaslight me so often, and like it's just not hard anymore. Like before, like cutting you off used to be like a problem for me, because if you've reached a certain level of bond, it's like cutting someone off is like you have 5 claws in your skin, for example. If you take out one, the blood will like start flowing basically. And you like put it back in because you don't want to see the blood. Like what you need to do is to remove it all at once.
Yes.
And then like treat the wounds. So like it's always hard for me to like just take it all out and like just face their absence. Exactly. But like now, like if you're not doing what you need to do, like because I think we need to get to that place where you can find stability without some people in your life. Because when you get too dependent, it becomes like an attachment problem.
True though. And I feel like at this point in our life, we're all adults, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're all adults. So I feel like we are now 19, we are 18, 19, 20, in our 20s here. So I feel like most of us, the kind of friendship you determine to make or the kind of people you keep in your space mm-hmm. now should be people you can keep, yeah. you can still be with in the next 5-10 years.
Yeah,
and then you know that they're going to be there for you regardless. Mm-hmm. So like, why would you force or pretend as if you are cool with someone when you're not?
Please be yourself.
I beg, be yourself. If you're not comfortable in that space.
I think I'm guilty of that. This how far thing, I need to stop. Like, see you on the road, how far? Like, it's not compulsory. Like, we can see our like walk past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to like actively do that. Like, if see like be gone. I'm not trying to how far to conversation in your life. And like, no, it's really exhausting now. Sometimes hold your lips. There's no how far, you know the.
Yeah, and just let people know their space. Let them know their place. Because when you put them in their space, that's when some people tend to respect you.
Mm-hmm.
When you give them distance, just let your new response to negativity to be distance.
Like set boundaries, and when you set your boundary, like stand by your boundaries.
Be it family, friends, or whoever.
Don't change your boundaries for anyone.
For no one.
Let them know that this is who you are. Let them be aware that this is the type of relationship with you that they are about to enter, because at a point during the so-called friendship you're going to be fed up, and then you're going to be like, you need to stop this thing. And the person is going to even be confused, like, you have been accepting this since, why is it now? That's just going to cause another problem for you. So just be who you are now. Set your boundaries now, so that you guys will not get to a point where you are so close that to remove your claws is not going to be one hard to get.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to say I'm not going to say I'm good at cutting off people. That's not the case. The case is, I know what I deserve, and if you're not giving me what I deserve, I feel like it's just right for me to do that to myself and my mind and let it go, because it's not what I deserve. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my worth, and I feel like everybody should know their worth. Not only in relationships, not only in relationships that you know your worth. In friendships too, you know your worth, because like, I'm very intentional about my friendships. I am intentional about friendships. I'm very emotional when it comes to friendships. Like, I don't like when my friends do things to me. Like, and I'm very confrontational.
Okay.
If you do something to me, I'm going to confront you and tell you that this is what I don't like, because the friendship is that important to me that I don't want any sort of bad blood per se. So I'm very emotional, intentional, and whatnot. So if you're not giving me what I deserve, if you're not giving me that intentionality back, if you're not returning that
energy
back, and I notice that things are off and everything, like, I'll just let that go, because that's not what my mind or my body needs at this point, and I feel like that's what everybody should do.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but some acquaintances are best left as acquaintances. Like, it's better you have these people as acquaintances, so for the sake of good networking, they're there. You don't have to bring them close. You don't have to be friends with your colleagues at work. You don't have to be friends with your church members. They can be just that, because you bring them close, then it just becomes so messy.
When there's closeness, that's when there's problem.
Exactly. Like, keeping them at distance is beautiful too. You can just enjoy that.
We see them on the road.
Like, it's better that you now like get so close, and and it's not every friendship that will now turn to relationship. It's not, sometimes leave it as the platonic relationship that it is. It's every time that you guys are close and then you want to be confronting your best friends to your girlfriends.
After university, you know, school is one of the major places that
for making friends.
So after university, we're all going to be busy. So making friends is actually going to be twice as hard. So we need to get the good ones.
Yeah, get them now.
I've missed my chance, so Jesus.
No pressure. The ones that you have now, like, you really need to start selecting, like, removing away those toxic people that you feel are toxic to you right now.
See, there's rinse and repeat method.
So guys, I want to give you guys this task. So guys, just draw out like names of your close friends. About 15 of them, and then select and then select people that you know that if something happens to you today, that they are going to turn up for you regardless. So write out their names,
what
guys.
If you know which,
and if you don't have up to two people that are going to be there for you,
one is enough.
You have to change your circle of friends, not gonna lie. At least you know that you have at least two friends that are going to be there for you, and you can always be there for them always.
But sometimes you might be the problem.
Exactly.
Yes, so
sometimes you might be the problem, because if you're thinking that only two people can be there for you, who are you there for?
Yeah,
you write your own. How many people are you there?
That's the balance, guys. So that's what it is.
Actually, you write out who you can be there for,
mm-hmm.
and then you write out who can be there for you.
Yeah.
And then that's where you know whether you are the problem or something else.
People are like, just lack self awareness. People don't know that they are bad people. You're like,
they don't know. They're always complaining, they don't know the issue, like the trend.
It keeps repeating. Like, can you shine your eye? Like, your story is always the same. Wake up.
And their excuse is that I gotta put me first.
Yeah, some people are so manipulative, to be honest.
Narcissists too.
I don't just know.
Anyways, I hope I've thrown some sub shout. I'll still send this link to you. Listen to it. Nonsense. But it's for you. Like,
just kidding.
Like, I didn't say at the beginning, like, friendship in school, like, they have shown me Shiggy.
Shiggy. I've seen Shaggy friendship, from acquaintances, from people I don't even know. What did I do to you people, God?
Like, at the end of the day, I always have the people I can fall back to.
Exactly.
I think because the fact that I know so many people, I'm the kind of person that I don't have a circle. I have, like, my circle, mm-hmm. but, like, my circle might not be...
It's made up of different circles,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. I'm like that friend in everybody's circle.
Exactly.
But don't get it twisted, though.
Don't get it twisted.
Because...
I want to throw this out there. You being the friend of my friend doesn't automatically mean
you are my friend.
Please, no.
Hey. I beg.
But, like, sometimes you meet someone's friend, and then you become friends with that friend, and then
like,
you leave
the initial
friend. Yes, I have
that's,
like that
that's
too.
The case of him, but, like.
But that's just it. If you guys have any questions, you can leave in the comments that doesn't exist yet, but, like. You can enter our DMs. I think I'll put everyone on social. If you heard someone here, like, their vibe is vibing to you, you can shoot your shot. I doubt I'll consider you, hopefully.
Please, I'll consider you.
Well, like,
friendship applicants, please.
I think we've reached the end of this episode, and I thank you guys for making your time out to, like, come here. Work hasn't really started, Sha. I think that's why if I text some people in some few weeks now, they might not be here. Adeze,
sorry,
she'll soon graduate now.
Woo!
Go girl!
So, yeah.
Next, by this time next year, except for me. Mm-hmm. For like us.
We're all going to be here.
Of course.
You'll just start making friends with
me. Why did I choose this?
Oh my god.
Like, if you haven't listened to previous episodes, please do. We also have merch if you want, like, tote bags, hoodies, blah 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 blah.
Shirts.
Yeah, we have.
Support
we have
your boy, please.
Yes. So, like, okay. Do you guys have anything to say? Any closing remarks? And then just call it a day.
Let's think.
Regardless, guys, just be yourself. Exactly. Do one mix therapy. Put yourself first. Protect your sanity. So, love you guys.
If there's anything I've learned from secondary school, is obviously don't try to please someone
Never.
Else. Don't
mm-hmm.
put. Don't go against your principles
yeah.
to please someone else. And, like, be sure of who you are bringing close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always,
yeah.
please, always be sure who you are bringing close to you. Because the only people you should be bringing close to you is people that will only bring you happiness and
mm-hmm.
comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And people that will always try to help you solve your problems. And people you can go out of your way for.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
you can do
not in a toxic
you.
Way or something.
And
yes.
regardless, put God first. Always speak about
it. Yeah, how many closing remarks you want?
It's my turn now. I'm going to say that I feel like at this point in time in our lives, like, everybody should know what they want,
mm-hmm.
and you keep people around that can help you get what
Achieve.
You want,
mm-hmm.
because you cannot just be having meaningless friendships or meaningless relationships. Like, at this point in time, we're supposed to just have the people that we know would help us
yes.
get to where we want to
oh,
get
yeah.
to
yes.
and yes, that's just to know your worth, know what you deserve,
mm-hmm.
and get what you deserve. Don't bend what you deserve because the person
mm-hmm.
that you feel like is supposed to give you what you deserve is
not
giving
you.
You know,
mm-hmm.
say, let me just bend my deserve.
God, your deserve is your deserve.
God,
exactly.
You go regret that.
Sorry, my baby. Have you eaten?
Have you eaten? Okay, so I think for my own closing remarks, I'm going to say, don't think praying about your friendships is like is a big deal. I think you can actually pray,
yes.
Like pray for a discerning spirit. Like let God show you, reveal people to you, because people are snakes. People are two-faced. People will show you the side you want to see until the time you need them the most, and then they show you the other side. And like sometimes you don't have an alternative. I hope you don't go through that, but. Yeah, just don't take advantage of the good people, because I think we all know those good people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes just take advantage of the fact that they might always be there.
Yeah.
Because it will shock you, like they will meet people that will raise their standards and you will not be anywhere near their 15 list, like Kolade said. Well, it's going to be well with you. Peace be unto you. Bye.
Bye, guys.